This is Susan DiGiulio with Green Under Pressure, coming to you today from outside the busy Long Beach Convention Center. We've been talking about passenger car fuel efficiency, but today we're going to be setting our sights on another kind of vehicle, one that releases somewhat less greenhouse gas per mile than gasoline, but lots and lots of particulates and other pollutants, and causes asthma and some other diseases. I'm talking about trucks and buses, which traditionally run on diesel. Researchers estimate that nationwide, tens of thousands of people die prematurely each year as a result of this kind of particulate pollution. Newer diesel engines and fuel formulations help this somewhat, but it's still a fuel you'd like to get rid of as soon as possible. That's the theme of the Advanced Clean Transportation, or ACT Expo, in Long Beach, California. The event features all kinds of alternative fuel trucks and buses, and also some exciting bridge solutions to reduce emissions from conventional diesel engines. This is really important, as this heavy-duty equipment is built to last decades, and it'll be a while before all of the diesel trucks and buses on the road today will be replaced.
My name is Thomas Healy. I'm the founder and CEO of Hylion. And what we've done is we've developed hybrid electric technology for Class 8 tractor trailers. And so we've taken a page out of the book of the Toyota Prius, where we used to have solely gasoline-powered cars, and now we have hybrid cars. And so we're looking to do the same thing in the trucking industry, where we're going to move from having fully diesel trucks to having diesel and electric-powered trucks. And so Hylion system is able to reduce the fuel consumption of the truck and see a payback that is really attractive to the customer of a little under 2 years.
Can you tell me what that would be versus what your hybrid will get you?
Sure. So the normal truck will get about 6.5 miles to the gallon, which means that over the course of a year, a truck that normally travels about 100 to 120,000 miles a year will consume about $60,000 worth of diesel fuel during that time. And so when you implement the hybrid technology, we've seen trucks that we've been able to raise into the 7, 8, even 9 miles to the gallon range. And so with that, we're seeing about, on average, about an $18,000 a year savings in fuel.
I'm speaking with Benoit Lacroix. He is with a company called Ofenco that has a really wonderful gizmo that allows big rig drivers to turn off their engines between stops. This is a source of a lot of urban pollution, so this is a really great advantage. Can you tell us a little bit about why big rig drivers have to leave their engine on when they're stopped?
Yeah. What we found out with time, thank you, Susan, is that all the, we call it the vocational space. So think of buses, refuse collection, concrete mixers, bucket trucks, all these work trucks that we see in town. Everything but the highway tractors, basically. They are immobile for a large proportion of their time, from 1/2 to 2/3, to do the work that they were designed for. So very often they have embark equipment. Think of a refuse collection truck. So there's all this equipment on the body, let's say the compactor. Concrete mixer is another easy one to think, bucket. So during that time, as of now, the engine is the prime mover for all this equipment, but it's a huge engine that is designed to propel the vehicle, not to power this low power equipment. So in a nutshell, if you picture any work truck, vocational, picture a refuse or a cement concrete mixer, when it stops, the engine shuts off automatically, and we have onboard added energy storage based on ultra capacitor and all type of electrified accessories that will keep the vehicle fully functional, all the equipment, the AC, while the engine is off. So we say that it's electrified while the vehicle is immobile, not using this huge engine to do very small amount of work. We electrify that. And once the vehicle needs to restart to propel the vehicle to the next stop, then we fire up the engine using our kind of hybrid starter, if you will. A very powerful starter that will automatically restart the engine and then bring the truck to the other stop and then turn off the engine. So at the end of the day, the system allows turning off the engine pretty much half of the time and reducing 20 to 30% use of fuel.
So is this essentially a battery?
It's ultra capacitor. So it's another form of electric energy storage.
Okay.
Very rugged. It can be cycled millions of times. And this is why we went to this type of energy storage.
I'm here talking to John Martin from Dearman, and they make a cooling system for trucks that transport food, which John just told me the diesel systems that are usually used for cooling those trucks account for about 7% of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. So tell me about this device that runs on nitrogen, liquid nitrogen. In terms of a truck operator, does this have any kind of economic benefit for them?
Absolutely. Not only are we more efficient in terms of getting rid of all emissions, so there's zero emissions from using liquid nitrogen. So we get rid of all those emissions. We're a lower noise signature. That's a good thing. But from a performance perspective, it means that the operator is guaranteeing their load's integrity, which means that they're not getting losses at that end of the deal. So typically, if they've got a lot of drops to make, by the time they get to the end of it, the product has started to warm up to a level which may not be permitted to be accepted product at the dock.
In our next two podcasts, we'll be giving you more news from the ACT Expo floor, looking at how important clean fuel school buses are and the rollout of an all-electric shuttle bus fleet at the Kansas City Airport. This has been Susan DiGiulio for Green Under Pressure on Progressive Voices. Check us out on Facebook and as Green_Pressure on Twitter. Tell us what you think.